first clearly recorded instance of a balloon carrying passengers was recorded back in 1783. However, modern hot air ballooning didn't take off until about the 1960s. A sport that has been traditionally manned by men is now being taken over by women. More female pilots are on the rise and even breaking world records. In celebration of International Women's Day, this episode of The Jody Seeley Show, we catch up with UK pilot Alicia Hempelman Adams, who recently came to Canada and broke a world record.
First of all, welcome to the show. And secondly, how did you get into piloting balloons or becoming a balloon pilot?
Yeah, so my dad is actually a hot air balloon pilot. So he's been flying for many, many years and has also broken, I think, nearly every record that, you know, was created and has also created his own to break as well. So I sort of grew up, you know, with him. You know, we have a field in front of our house. We quite often take off from there. And he would take us over to there's a balloon festival near us, maybe half an hour away, called Bristol Balloon Fiesta. So we'd quite often go there for the night glow, and then, you know, along the way, you know, he's had friends over that have had balloons, and sort of it just kind of went from there and gradually sort of got into it.
So you've probably been as a passenger in a balloon from small childhood, and now as an adult decided to become a pilot yourself.
Yeah, well, I've actually had my license for, I think, 8 years. It's been a while, but I don't have many hours. I don't fly a lot. In the UK, it's somewhat difficult with the weather and the fields, and, you know, farmers don't massively appreciate us, some of them, so, you know, it can be a bit difficult. But so I don't have a huge amount of hours, but you know, along the way you sort of gain experience, even just, you know, helping people, you know, with their balloons as well. So it really makes a big difference.
Now, how did you come over to High River, Canada to set this record or break this record or whatever you did? How did you arrive here?
So my dad has actually done a few records there before, and we kind of decided that, you know, again, in the UK, it's not really an appropriate place to sort of be trying to do these things. Also, you know, the weather and the temperature really makes a big difference when flying. You know, the lighter you can be, the sort of, not the easier it is, but, you know, it just means that you're more fuel efficient. And, you know, the balloon that we have had in Calgary is a much smaller balloon. So, you know, weight was a really key thing. So having it colder really made a big difference. And also, you know, all the open fields, obviously there are cattle and, you know, there's the farmers still here, but just the open space is just a totally different thing to in the UK. So it just makes it that little bit easier to sort of plan and know that you're going to have a few options to be able to come down again.
Well, and being a community that actually has a hot air balloon port,
exactly,
kind of makes this unique for the opportunity for you to come here.
Yeah, definitely. And the, you know, for my flight, I did take off from the balloon port, which is an amazing asset that they have there. And, you know, it's, we in the UK don't have anything like that. So it's a really nice thing to have. And the team, you know, the club there have been amazing. They've really, you know, supported in every possible way, you know, even inflating, they, you know, everybody was mucking in, you know, they were, everybody, when I landed, everybody came over to help. It, so they were just amazing. And it's really nice to have such a team and group spirit like that, because it's not common in, you know, everywhere. So it's a really amazing thing that they have there.
Well, and I think the community itself has kind of become balloon enthusiasts and balloon crazy too. So you've got a whole town of people that I think were cheering you and your dad on both when we saw you take off over the weekend.
Yeah, we've been really lucky. It's just been so nice, and everybody's been so welcoming. And yeah, like I said, just willing to help in every possible way. So it's been a really amazing experience.
So tell me about the world record that you set this weekend.
We did the record for altitude for the AX4 balloon. So it's quite a small balloon, but I managed to go to 15,000 feet, a little bit higher than the previous record, which is great.
And now this has also been set, like my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, is that you set this world record for the highest flight by a woman pilot, is that right?
Yes, it's by female pilot. The general record is a bit higher.
Is it rare? Like, is there many women pilots, or are you guys kind of a lot fewer of you than there are men pilots?
There are definitely fewer than there are men, but I definitely think that there are more coming through. There definitely seems to be, more people coming to join. But, I guess hot air balloon has traditionally been with men, so I guess it's like with any sport that was originally mainly men, it's taken a little time for, women to come in and join. And but it's something that, it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman. If you can fly it, you can fly it. It's not something that needs to be based on gender.
Does it make you feel a little bit like girl power, though?
Yeah, definitely, because it makes a difference, because it gives other female pilots to show them that, we can do this as well. And then hopefully, other people will come and join as well. So hopefully it will give it a bit more coverage so that more people can see it and see, what it's about.
What does setting this world record mean to you?
Oh, it's hard to say. I mean, it's been an amazing experience, and it's been something that, to be honest, when I came, wasn't really, when you go to do a record, you can't say that you've got it in the bag. You can't. And, when you come over here, we could have come over and sat for a week and it rained all week. So there's no way that I could say that I came over and knew that we would be able to do it. But to be able to achieve it on our first sort of main attempt was really quite special, especially, having everybody there when I came down as well. So, I think maybe a bit shocked that it sort of all happened a bit quickly, because I don't think anybody was really expecting to be able to do it on that flight.
Yeah. Now, traditionally, when we see hot air balloons flying around as spectators of this sport, what altitude are you do we nor do you normally fly at? Like, is 15,000 a crazy amount? Like, for someone who just
Yeah.
doesn't know?
Yes. I think, well, it depends, sort of High River in comparison to the UK. So the UK is sort of at sea level, and High River, I think, is around the 3,000 feet. So you've already got that in difference. But it really depends on sort of. We can do low level flying, but it really depends what's underneath you. But sort of the 1,000, if you're going to do more duration, maybe 4,000, 5,000 feet. So going up to 15,000 is just to go up to 15,000. You wouldn't normally fly at that level. It's even for me looking down, I'm thinking, oh God, that's a long way down. Everything is very small now.
And so for this, like, did you basically just, like, if you take us to that day, did you go up to that height and then you're like, okay, we're good, let's get out of here?
Yes. The aim was to go up and come back down. Just because also safety wise, if you don't need to be up there, then you come back down again, I think. And then sort of I steadily went up, steadily came down, leveled at about 5,000. We went for a little bit longer so that the crews could catch up, and So it was nice to get back down a little bit lower and be able to see things on the ground again.
And then the celebration begins. What did you do to sort of celebrate that you when realizing you just like set a world record?
I don't think it hits you immediately, but after we packed everything up, all the teams that helped, we all went back to the Bloomport and just had a little glass of champagne together to celebrate. And then later on in the week, we went and had dinner. So nothing crazy, crazy exciting.
Well, hey, you just flew up to 15,000 feet. It doesn't get more exciting than that, I don't think. Good grief. Yeah.
No, but it's, you know, it's also tiring, and it's tiring on all of you as well. So I think, you know, everybody's super excited, but they're also super excited to go relax. And
I celebrated by sleeping. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Also, we also jet lagged, you know.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
You know,
there's
I think
also
still
that.
Now we're still a bit, you know, just now starting to sort of be on this time zone, and now we're going home, so it's that in itself has been a bit of a struggle.
I bet. So what happens for you now, Alicia? Do you set other goals? Do you kind of feel settled in living in this, or what do you think you'll do next?
I don't know. I mean, I think that we'll get home and then sort of go from there. I think when you're still out and traveling and still on the project that you're doing, you know, then, you know, you get home, you close that chapter, and then you can look sort of at the future and what the goals will be and decide from there what to do. But yeah, back home, back to normal reality, and then decide from there, I think.
Well, and then all the, I mean, really, when you get back home, it'll be all the, hey, yeah, I just went to Canada and set a world record. It's cool. How are you? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not much like that. And
you're very humble. Yeah.
Even with many friends, I haven't really told them. So I don't know. It just feels, maybe it's just weird that it's actually happened, or I don't know. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see when we get home.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, like it's setting in, it's realizing, it's achieving that goal. But if nothing else, Alicia, not only have you, you know, reached this really cool goal for yourself, but I think you've set a really great sort of precedent and given other girls some inspiration just by going through with something you set your mind to do. And that's pretty cool at the end of the day.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I think it is important, you know, that other, you know, especially girls coming up, see that, you know, you can actually do it. It's not just for men, and, you know, it's not necessarily just for ballooning. It's just generally across the board. You know, if you want to go and do this sport or that sport, then you can go and do it. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. And don't take someone saying, no, you can't do it, or you won't be as good as, you know, someone else doing it. You know, if you don't go and try, then you won't know. And, you know, with this, it kind of proves that, you know, it is not a very male-oriented sport, but there are definitely more men in the sport. And it just shows that, you know, if you take an opportunity, that you can, you know, make something from it.
And how proud was Dad of you this past week?
Yes, I think he was quite proud. I think it was also getting up and down safely, because, you know, with the altitudes, it's not quite the same as just sort of doing the normal flights. So, and I haven't done a huge amount of, you know, the altitude stuff. So I think it was very much, let's get up, let's get down, make sure everything is safe. And, you know, I think that in itself was peace of mind.
Yeah, being a parent, I have no doubt about that. That's pretty cool. Well, I think we hope from a High River community perspective that it'll be on your goal list to come back during our International Balloon Festival in September. If not this year, maybe in a future year, we'd love to have you back. So
yes, definitely. We've been told all about it. So we will definitely, if not this year, we'll definitely try and come and visit for at least one of them and come and see what it's all about.
Very cool. Well, thank you for taking some time to chit chat with us, and congrats again on your world record.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely love how she is showing other female pilots and other women in sports in general that yes, you can do it. Happy International Women's Day, and thanks for listening to The Jody Seeley Show.